right? And just a little while ago, we down to eat.
We sit down to eat.
All right. Food that you have already cooked, and then you warm it to serve it a second time, they are?
This is a cooked-over food.
Leftover.
Leftover.
All right. Do you ever hear them called just overs?
Yeah. Just over. No. Yeah, this is just overs.
No.
Oh, you didn't.
All right. We put our food in our mouth, and then we...
Swallow. Chew and swallow.
All right. And we talked yesterday a little bit about mush. Did you ever make mush?
No, I can't remember unless I did when the kids was little and make a...
You don't remember anything about how you'd make that. Now, we talked about kush. Is it kush or kush?
Yeah, that's C-U-S-S, I reckon. I don't know.
Kush. No, it's kush.
C-U-S-H, kush.
Yeah, kush.
Now, how do you make that? You started telling me yesterday something about it was...
Made from grits or... I don't know.
Yeah,
no, you never...
Like
grits, and you cook it down, on down dry. Make it into a kush like.
But you don't do anything. You cook it and it gets kind of dry, and then you eat it. You don't fry it or anything afterwards.
I have seen folks take a cold grits that was cooked out and slice it and fry it with egg. Have an egg and fry that grits, you know, after it got cold, and they could cut it and slice little thin slices, you know, and throw it in some grease and fry it and then eat it with egg. But I never have. I always like my grits just warm.
Just
put some butter on it. Just grits.
The things that you would grow in a home garden are, and you don't have to name them just yet, but they would all be called?
Vegetables.
All right. And these are, we did that yesterday. Talked about harmony yesterday. Oh, what are some terms for whiskey that's made illegally and probably on unsanitary conditions?
White Lightning. Yeah, White Lightning, I reckon. That's off my line. I've never drank it, and I don't have it in my home.
They get them around here. They planted the steel.
Yeah, they tell me down in these, in these woods. They
is that right?
And it, some of them pardon you, too.
You know, Mr. had an old nigger man, just a yard man, to do the grass cutting and the little piddling. That old thing kept drinking it, and David kept telling him. He said, Henry, it's going to kill you.
I'll
sing at your funeral. So Henry got so bad, they carried him to Chicago to his sister, St. Louis, somewhere to his sister, and he died.
You say
up
so
there.
Bad, you mean sick or?
Yeah, he got sick from drinking so much of that old homemade stuff. And
they
he went up to
rock gut.
Yeah,
and he went up to his sister, and he died up there. David didn't get to sing at his funeral. Swaller whiskey. He said that carried him through the day and made him healthy. He never was sick.
Well, I don't have any feelings about, you know, whether that in itself it's evil. I just feel that
I was brought up in a home with no whiskey, only that, and for sickness. But it was never a drunken home.
No,
he wasn't either.
Well, you can misuse it.
No,
I said how you use it.
Them kids out there, they drink tomato juice and they don't get drunk.
I think you can misuse a lot of things.
Yeah, but when we had my wedding anniversary, I said this one thing, sure. If you all put one glass or one bottle of any kind of brandy out, I said, I'm breaking it for the house. I said, I'm not going to be here. Don't you worry, Mama, we're not going to have nothing to drink here and the dinner.
Well, I think they respect wishes.
My church, I had a tremendous lot of my church people and my pastor, and I knew that they all the time fixing up their little grape juice and stuff. They don't drink it to get drunk. It's just a stimulant. So I don't know why they do it anyway.
Well,
they
didn't have one thing out.
Yeah, they did. They did. They wanted it out there because the house was big and mine was little. So we just went out there.
Well, it's convenient that way. Mm-hmm. If you have larger, some people I know who don't have large enough homes have had it in downtown. And,